This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
When it comes to buying clothing, food, or even diamonds, consumers are learning to ask themselves, where does this come from and under what conditions was it made or harvested? But what about the wood we buy? Adam Gardner is a member of the band Guster. He's also the director and co-founder of Reverb, an organization that helps make concert tours more sustainable. He plays a guitar made of wood, but wood from where? He recently got back from a trip to Guatemala where he learned about the logging practices there. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, David.
Now, before I ask about this Guatemala trip you just came off of, tell me about, what should we call it, your epiphany? You learned something about the guitars you were playing?
We've been doing a lot of work with musicians and greening their tours and engaging their fans to take action for the environment. And then, you know, the very thing that we were expressing all our music through, our instruments, is tied into this large issue of illegal logging, and that some of these woods that were being used in our instruments could be ripped out of a World Heritage Site or rainforest by child and slave labor. And it was just so alarming and shocking. I think it really hit the music scene when Gibson got raided and they got in a bunch of legal trouble for importing some ebony from Madagascar.
And you're continuing to explore this issue. What were you doing in Guatemala?
We actually went to the rainforest in Guatemala and the Mayan Biosphere Reserve to see with our own eyes the logging practices there. And in this case, this was a very positive story in this larger context of illegal logging, where community concessions by the government were given to this protected reserve for them to sustainably harvest their forests. And it turns out these communities are protecting the forest from illegal loggers and wildfires better than the government is in their own national parks.
And so poaching is kept to a minimum. The local people have a stake in this. They can actually financially benefit from the trade.
Yeah. So they've become the sustainable stewards of the forest. In that area, big leaf mahogany is a big desired wood, especially for guitar makers, as is Spanish cedar. And so, yeah, we actually got to see guitar backs and sides being milled right there in the rainforest for guitar companies like Taylor and Martin and Bedell. We're hoping to spread that model to the other areas. I mean, this is illegal logging is a large scale problem that goes across 30 countries.
Permit me this one last question, Adam. I was at Home Depot the other day and heard Guster over the PA. Good thing or bad thing?
Guster's a good thing. The Home Depot part, it's interesting. They have FSC certified wood in there. You just ask for it. I think the big message and takeaway for me is it's consumer demand. We, as consumers, we can all play a role in this by asking for FSC, which is Forest Stewardship Council certified wood.
Adam Gardner is director and co-founder of Reverb. You also may know his work as guitarist and vocalist with Guster. Adam, thank you.
Thanks so much, David. Appreciate you taking the time.
Adam's finishing up a film about sustainable and unsustainable logging in Central America. Keep an eye out for that.